Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
And we'd like to welcome Willie Mason to our studios. How are you?
Good, thanks. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you and hear about this new album and everything. Well, your history and your hiatus, and now you're back and with this wonderful new album and performing all over the place with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, Mumford & Sons. So we'll hear all about that as well, too. He's got a few to play for us. What are you going to start us off with?
Here's one off the new record called I Got Gold. Pickup truck to take me into town. I don't have the ways and means to lay my money down, lay it down. But I've got gold underneath the ground. Rise me up before the sun lays the bad boys down. I'll go out into the yard, kick my feet around, I'll kick 'em round. 'Cause I've got gold underneath the ground. Bill collectors ring my phone, they keep me on the run. They don't know the ways I've got, the ways of having fun. I have fun. I've got gold underneath the ground. Do a jig above the twig, spin yourself around. Dig down low below the soil, that's where I'll be found, I'll be found. Digging gold underneath the ground.
Excellent. I Got Gold. It's Willie Mason live from Studio A. From the new CD, you heard that live version, I Got Gold. It's from Carry On. And I don't even know if this CD is actually out yet. I know we, of course, radio people get some advanced copies to check out. And it might be coming out.
It just came out.
It just came out.
One week ago.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I didn't have that exact date on here. But it's an awesome release throughout. And I mentioned a hiatus before, but that was just kind of from touring for an extensive period of time, for 5 years, though, it's been since you put out a new record. So in between all that, you were obviously writing still, but tell us about other things that you were doing in the last 5 years.
I took 2 years where I was pretty much just back home in my hometown of West Isbury, and I was working on writing, and also, like, helping my folks out with stuff. And, you know, and started, like, picking up part-time jobs doing, I was a DJ, or I was, like, sort of an engineer on a news program for a radio station for a while called the Fish and Farm Report. I was kind of doing the music and helping with some of the research, hosted by the late Tom Osmers, who I learned a lot from. And I taught a songwriting class at this, continuing education program, just lots of different things.
Nice.
Just taking a bit of time off the road to hone the craft a little bit.
And so returning home, where did you call home? I mean, obviously where you grew up and things, but London, I know you spent a lot of time there too as well.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, over the years, London, the UK picked up on my music went back when I was 17, 18,
right,
10 years ago. just mostly through their radio. You know, they've got nationalized radio over there. So if one of the main DJs likes something, the whole country likes it.
Which is a good thing because they picked up on you when you were really young. And, you know, so congratulations there. And were you scared taking those five years off? You know, you worked so hard at building up that fan base and your core fans are still going to be around. But then, you know, some people may trickle off because they find something else. Did that worry you at all? But
sure. I mean, it felt like a bit of a gamble. You know, it probably would have been a lot safer to just keep on doing what I was doing. But I felt like the spark was kind of going out of it for me, and I felt more of a responsibility sort of to the muse, or to the songs, you know. I didn't want to feel like I was bleeding them dry just to keep myself afloat. I wanted to be reaching for further depths.
Yeah. It's Willie Mason joining us live from Studio A. The new CD is called Carry On, and he's got a couple more for us to play live today. What's this next one you're going to do?
This is the title track called Carry On. Beside my bed there is a lamp, and in that lamp there is a lonely moth. He's got one night, he's got one life, and one thing on his mind, and that's the fire. He doesn't care from where it comes, he only knows he's got to run toward the brightest promise in his eyes. Now he's circling to the ground, his wings are burned, he's falling down. I just watch and wonder how we carry on. It was a world I never made. I just fell into that old parade. They told me it's my time to shine, and they've got ways to light me up at night. They didn't care from where I came. It seemed they lost their pride and shame, looking for a fire of their own. One last ember hits the ground, the wood's all burned, it's ashes now. If you look up to the moon, you'll help me carry on. Sits down on a stool to watch the fight. He says, one last drink to light me up, then I do believe I've had enough. Chasing dreams that end in pain, I chase the sun, I chase the rain, but nothing ever seemed to fill my cup. I see the angels circling now, I feel the moon behind the clouds, and that's the kind of fire that I'd be proud to carry on.
live from Studio A, Willie Mason with the title track to his brand new release, Carry On, that just came out last Tuesday on August 20th, and I'm sure it'll be available at the show tonight over at the LC. Let's do that first ticket giveaway right now. A pair of tickets for caller number 5 at 821-9223-821-WCBE. And well, let's talk a little bit about growing up. Your parents probably had something to do with where you are now being folk singers when you were growing up, or did you know much about that?
There was always music around the house. My parents had other jobs by the time me and my younger brother were growing up, but they were always playing around the house, and I got to sort of listen in on my mom working on songs from time to time, and got to see how much fun music could be at a late night party on Saturday night at the house. So it was just always around, and I always played. I think one of my first times on stage was backing my mom up on guitar, and then started a band pretty shortly after that. And me and my brother were the rhythm section in a bunch of bands around town, in a wide range of styles of music. And
playing out at a young age too.
Just playing, you know, playing at the bars and stuff, two towns over.
And so, originally from New York, but moved to Martha's Vineyard. And how old were you when that?
Moved when I was 8.
Okay.
So I went to school there and everything, high school and elementary school. When I first got there, it was like, they've since moved to a bigger school, but the town that we moved to, it was a one-room schoolhouse that still had the bell tower and everything. So I went from like a sort of pretty, you know, fairly large, like, city school to I think there was 6 kids in my class when I got there.
I guess everybody knew everybody
to do.
Yeah. It's Willie Mason joining us live from Studio A, and part of your bio, it says the third and final chapter to a particular narrative that started with Where the Humans Eat. So this is the third in this three-part series, you would say, of kind of a theme.
Yeah, sure. I like the idea of a trilogy. And they all these albums sort of fit together. Like, the first album kind of came as a surprise. I didn't really realize that I was stepping into this new world of being a professional singer-songwriter. Now I'm doing the third one, and from here I'm not sure where I'm going to go.
Just a new book.
Yeah.
Kind of a new book thing. And you mentioned the DJing. So did you guys play music, like fishing theme stuff? You kind of fished out there too and doing research for your radio DJ spot?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd say overall, like, the show basically covered like resources, you know? I mean, it was based in, like, you know, it's the, where I grew up, it's always been a lot of strong fishing and farming community. And the economy has sort of shifted towards tourism in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. But it's still very present in the culture. So starting locally, but pretty soon the show grew. So we were just kind of covering stories about, you know, national stories about the fishing resource and farming practices and legislation. And it ended up being a lot to cover. But I learned a lot about the way resources flow around this earth.
Yeah. It was hard to give up, I'm sure. A meantime hobby, I guess.
Oh, the show, you mean?
Yeah. The show that you did.
Well, it was tough. Yeah, I started touring while the show was still going. I started back on the road again. And so for a while there, I was giving correspondent reports from the highway, trying to stop in and interview people as I was going. It was difficult. And then,
The music took back over. You had to get
back
on.
Yeah, finally, the stage was calling.
And Willie, great to meet you. Thank you so much for stopping by. And
thanks for having me.
Congratulations on this wonderful album. It's called Carry On.
Woke up with the pieces following her. Here comes the winter fires to burn. Everyone's got places to go. Running from what they already know. She's got a pickup truck, sleeps in the back when she gets stuck. Graduation life has begun. Call out, call out. That door is closing, they've left you to run. Call out loud. Time has meaning if you want it to. Call out, call out. It carries a question, what will you do? Call out loud. But you got your one-way street, and you kept your first heartbeat. You watch the sun go down, but you felt the earth spin round. You got your reasons hid, and you got your unborn kid. You've got the forest floor, you've got the ocean's roar, frosty sunshine, morning's first blink. Call out, call out. Wake me fast so I don't think. Call out loud. The town just woke up and we're on the brink. Call out, call out. If we're all dying, what makes us distinct? Call out loud. She's got a pickup truck, sleeps in the back when she gets stuck. She's looking for a home, a place in her heart where she can go.